Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Yo me pondré a vivir en cada rosa y en cada lirio que tus ojos miren. Y en todo trino cantaré tu nombre para que no me olvides.
Yo me pondré a vivir en cada rosa y en cada lirio que tus ojos miren. Y en cada trino cantaré tu nombre para que no me olvides.
Y al contemplar llorando las estrellas se te llena el alma de imposibles, es que mi soledad viene a besarte para que no me olvides.
Si contemplas llorando las estrellas y se te llena el alma de imposibles, es que mi soledad viene a besarte para que no me olvides.
Yo pintaré de rosa el horizonte.
Pintaré de azul los alelíes
y doraré de luna tus cabellos para que no me olvides.
Yo pintaré de rosa el horizonte y pintaré de azul los alelíes y doraré de luna tus cabellos para que no me olvides. Si dormida caminas dulcemente por un mundo de diáfanos jardines, piensa en mi corazón que por ti sueña para que no me olvides. Y si una tarde en un altar lejano de otra mano cogida te bendicen, cuando te pongan el anillo de oro, mi alma será una lágrima invisible en los ojos de Cristo moribundo. Para que no me olvides.
No me olvides.
Para que no me olvides.
No me olvides. Arriba de San Francisco a la diestra
en casa de recios muros
vivía la primavera. La primavera tenía
carne de mujer morena.
Amaba, mas otro la pretendiera.
Antes que decir su nombre, mi boca firme se cierra.
Sonriente y mozo era el uno,
el otro se lo infiere.
En noches de ausente luna llegaban ambos a verla, el uno por la ventana, el otro por franca puerta. Los besos del que acudía sin trabas a la vivienda eran amargos de celos y hablaban de muerte artera. Mas los de Manuel Rodríguez sabían a madre selva, sabían a estrellas rubias y a rasgueo de vihuelas,
a la mujer por las rejas toda el alma se le fuera. Jinete en caballo moro, Rodríguez a verla llega. Le cantan los espolines al desmontar en la acera. Los espolines le cantan a la mujer que lo espera. Pecho adentro, sangre arriba, como nupciales promesas.
A través de los barrotes, las manos de la morena. Dos calaveras. Amado, anoche soñaba cosas siniestras. La insignia que tú llevabas en sangre se te tiñera. Graba la luna nueva.
Manuel Rodríguez besaba los labios de la morena. Sus dientes en la penumbra brillaban con risa fresca. La bala que ha de matarme ningún hombre la fundiera. La sangre que viste anoche son mis amores, morena. En Tiltil quedó tendido de muerte alevosa y fiera. La sangre del pecho abierto manchaba dos calaveras. En la noche de aquel día fue roja la luna nueva. A traición tuvo que ser, que de frente no pudieran. La bala no fue de plomo, que fue de celo y fiereza. Al mundo vino más tarde, ese año la primavera. Las rosas fueron más rojas y fue más triste la tierra.
En calle del Rey arriba, de San Francisco a la diestra,
tras enrejada ventana, lloraba la primavera.
Caballero de sombra,
llegar se quiere hasta ella.
En vano dos blancos brazos asómanse por la reja.
El caballero es de viento, sombra en la sombra se aleja.
La mujer está llorando.
Ya no vendrá el que ella espera.
El nombre de esta mujer, de sueño, amor y leyenda, vivió en Santa Cruz de Triana, era criolla y morena. La historia no dice más, llamémosla Primavera.
La historia no dice más,
llamémosla Primavera.
Thank you. soy un trabajador de la música, no soy un artista. El pueblo y el tiempo dirá si yo soy artista. Yo en este momento soy un trabajador y un trabajador que está ubicado con conciencia muy definida como parte de la clase trabajadora que lucha por construir una vida mejor.
Rosa de Los Jaivas. Yeah, played these guys before. Very, very welcome to be listened to on the radio. Luckily enough, you know, I just found the CD. And it's a bit scratched, you know, but fortunately it played all the way through. Okay, I don't know if you noticed something, but I did not. So therefore, it should be okay. Right, as I said, you know, been pretty busy this week. This week, it's only started this week. Last week, yes. I didn't go anywhere, actually, you know, that's how busy I was. I didn't go anywhere outside the house, you know, one whole week in the house. Apart from Monday, that I came up to the show, and then after that, boom, straight back home. Because sometimes when I'm at home and I'm sitting down and I'm watching TV, I'm reading my book, you know, and having a cup of tea, and somebody rings me and he goes, "Hey, Mauro, you know, we're at this, that place, you know, come now, you know." I used to do that before when I was younger, you know. I used to get, "Oh yeah, quick, man, I'll be there in 10, 15 minutes, boom, whatever, boom, shh, quickly, you know. I get on my bicycle, boom, get there." Or I used to run everywhere, you know. I used to be into sports so much, you know, and so much energy and so on the go, constantly on the go, okay? So, So I got a couple of calls, you know, from friends, you know. They said to me, my friend Richard, Mr. Welsh, another Richard. And he said, "Mauro, you know, how about a couple of games of pool, you know, we are at this and that place, blah, blah, come down, you know, and we haven't seen each other for about 2-3 months. Last time I saw him, it was outside Cubana, you know, by chance, you know." Sorry, man, you know, I'm not tired, but I kind of like too comfortable at home, you know. I don't want to leave the house. I don't know if you feel like that. I'm sure everyone, human, feels like that, you know, and it's so weird, you know, very, very weird, you know, because when I was a lot younger, you know, 20, 30 years ago, I used to be, "Yeah, sure, no problem, man, boom, I'll be there, boom, 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 everywhere, running, cycling, you know, catching buses, you know. I didn't catch taxis, because at that time, you know, I wasn't that well off." Not that I'm well off now, but I wasn't going to be able to afford taxis in those times. So, and I've been watching the news constantly, you know, and bad news. Every time I hear the news, I feel pretty sad because the situation in Palestine has not changed, you know. Apparently on paper or on radio, decisions, you know, by all these pro-Zionist governments, you know, this is ceasefire, the Hamas don't want to ceasefire. What do you mean? God, the population of Palestine, they want a ceasefire. It's only them, the Zionists, who are keep firing because they've got the weapons, you know. They got the weapons, the population in Gaza, they've got, what they got, stones, bricks, you know. Since they said the ceasefire, you know, a few thousands of children and amongst the casualties, you know, in Palestine have suffered the consequences, you know, death, that's what it is. And on the news, you know, so occasionally you see a report saying, "Oh yeah, there's a lot of situation going on in Gaza, you know, but the thing is, like, you know, I think the Palestinians started it." What? You know what I mean? So most of them don't listen to the bloody news, you know, the BBC, NBC, Sky, you know, all those news that they just bias, you know, because those channels are being paid loads and loads and loads and loads of money, yeah? To repeat what they've told to say, you know, and if you don't say that, you're anti-Zionist, anti-Semitist. That is the, what a, oh my God, this is so childish. It became so childish, you know, for a while, you know, that people with knowledge, people with a bit of brain, a bit of conscience, you know, a bit of heart, know that that is not anti-Semitism. It's anti-Zionism. Even the Semites in Israel are anti-Zionism, you know. It's like in Chile, for example, you know, when we had the dictator Pinochet. You cannot say, oh yeah, all the Chileans, you know, are fascists, you know, they're all blah, 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 you know. There was a great majority of the people in the country, you know, who were anti-Pinochet, which is the dictatorship thing, you know. That's, people were against that, you know, at the beginning. Some of them were, oh yeah, they got rid of communists, you know, they got rid of socialists, and now we're going to have they hadn't even finished saying what they were going to have, when they were already complaining and crying. Because they've been executed, they've been tortured, they've been in prison, they've been sent into exile, you know, and all that stuff. All those people who supported the dictatorship, you know. Like right now, for example, there must be lots of people Jewish people who actually support the Zionists, right? But not so much, not as much as the United States, the UK and Europe do. Because without the money that they're putting into that and selling the weapons and all the stuff, these Zionists would have been disappeared from the map a long time ago, right? So that's why they rely on that, you know. And lately a map appeared in which a map that they designed, you know. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take part of Syria, part of Iraq, part of this, part of that, you know, and form our empire. You know, that's how malicious this movement is, you know. And the victims are the innocent, you know, the innocent people who has not much to live for apart from just live happily in their little homes, you know, with their goats, with their olive trees, with their, you know, their life, you know. Nobody wants to leave their home and go into exile, into like immigrate or anything. No. If the governments and systems of those countries were doing their job as they should do, right, there would be no immigrants anywhere in the world. Everybody would be happy, you know. They'll be working for the country, producing for the country, you know, having their business relations with all the countries, and everything will be wow. But that's not the case, because that stops the capitalists, you know, from making money, extra money, by exploiting the third world, you know. So, and the resources and the minerals and the gold and the silver and the diamonds and the whole lot. They're making their the countries bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, you know, like economically and financially with wealth that they've stolen from other countries. But what for? They're not even controlling. They're not even able to control all that. You know, the more you create, the more crime you create, and the more wars you create, the more immigrants are going to get into your country. Because, I mean, it's like me. For example, you know, if somebody living at home, nice and quiet, with a beautiful family, kids playing in the streets, you know, the dog barking at the cat, you know, and all that kind of beautiful things that we only dream about. Maybe you can do that in England, in Europe, you know, because it's a peace, right? But in those countries, third world countries, where all these wars and stuff is going on, they cannot dream about that anymore. You know, they don't even dream about that because they think, well, we haven't got anything. The last bombing, you know, killed my cat and my dog, you know. My mother was, taken prisoner, you know, by the Zionists. You know, what am I going to celebrate? You know, it's my birthday today, but so what? The only present that they could give me is my mother back, or my brother back, or my father back, you know, and rebuild my house, you know, leave my land, you know, go away, you know. That would be a beautiful present for me, you know. This young person would be thinking in Palestine. So there we are. We are just living in hope and prayer and petitions here, signatures there, marches here, marches there. Now in these countries, to say that free Palestine, has become sort of illegal. Now you get arrested if you go on the street with a flag, a Palestinian flag shouting free Palestine. Why is that? Where is the democracy, the freedom of expression, freedom of press? All this freedom that this so-called first world Europe does, yeah? Where is all that? It's a lot of bull, it's a lot of bull. Now all they want to do is control you, control me, control the whole world, and because they are greedy, the greed, and by being greedy, they're also malicious and brutal and bullies, and that is what is going on right now, brothers and sisters. So let's keep hoping, our relatives, our friends, our close friends, and the whole world to get, a good deal out of the whole thing. This government in power right now, what a waste, it's a waste. People who actually voted for this government, they even regretting it forever. And I met this fellow, he's 73 years old, no, 72 years old, well, actually 1 year difference. He said, oh my God, I remember when the Labour Party used to do this, used to say this, and used to say and do it, and go for it. Like Arthur Scargill, you got like Ken Livingstone, you got all these people, Derek Hatton, all these people who were actually the pro working class, pro Labour Party, members of the Labour Party, with a heart. Now we just get what do we get now? Nothing. Exactly. So now that's why politics, now they're fading away. Politics are becoming kind of like, it's just a silly conversation that we can have about, but take it seriously. Not many people are doing that right now. All we got to do right now is join movements in which, we try to save, the environment, That's what we're counting on right now, and we should do. So anyway, my brothers and sisters, that's the talk of today. And as I said, just keep on praying and for Palestine, and be careful out there, because the police, it's become a police state right now, not just in England, in the, all around Europe, it's becoming slowly police states in which you can not say anything. So it'll be like dictatorships. Back in Chile, my country, if I said anything to anything about the government, the dictatorship in those times, I was told to shut up. And I was told to shut up, and they didn't do anything to me because I was only 12, 13 years old, right? Even though some people at that age were taken prisoner, were taken in jail, to make them talk about what their parents' activities were, whether they were communists or socialists, or they were organizing trade unions, because they knew that the youth would say anything just to get out of there, get out of jail. Because when you were younger, I don't know if your parents did, I'm sure they did. They always threatened you with the police. If you don't eat your food, I'm going to call the police, and they're going to take you to the, jail, and they're going to give you crap food there. Well, here you got some nice food, in any way possible, they will say to you, and respect the uniform, right? Because those people are chosen to look after us, so therefore you have to respect them, And all those things, that we used to be told, when we were kids. So, now somebody said to me the other day, what would you bring back from the 60s, 70s, that we haven't got today? And you know what I said? Respect.
Mata um lá em cima do ombro, tem um copo com veneno, quem bebeu morreu. Pim pam pum, cada bala mata um. Lá em cima do ombro tem um copo com veneno, quem bebeu morreu. Kirbi 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 macaco, macaco quere boa e quere boa.
He perdido casi todo, mi novia no me aguantó. Es que me huele el aliento a whisky y cerveza. bailando ska.
Sé muy bien que se burló. No fue mi culpa enamorarla. No fue mi culpa querer así. En su encanto y en su amor. Sé muy bien que se burló. No fue mi culpa enamorarla. No fue mi culpa querer así. En su encanto y en su amor. Calla, tú que conoces la comedia. ¿Con qué disfraza el corazón de este pobre
quedaría yo por tener el alma
de la floresta.
Sé que tú la quieres aún.
Mira que nos tiene dominados, castigados, engañados. Si te mentí, esta agonía por permitirle a esa mujer que me traicione, que me quite la vida.
Una y otra vez ella vuelve a mí, una y otra vez vuelve a castigarme. Ella es una rosa de un millón de espinas, ella es un amante que me contamina, ella me ha robado el corazón, ella me provoca.
Amigos, we are coming to the end of the show, 10 minutes left of the fantastic radio show that I present to you every Monday from 5 till 7. I want to thank all those people who actually got in touch today, and I hope that you're going to do the same again next week. I'm not going to say goodbye yet, you know, I want to play you this song from the past. Really, really good stuff, you know, I like it. And it's been requested so many times, you know, so that eventually, okay, I surrender, I give up. Here we go.
Apolo no le permite hacer. toro, torito, Apolo no, no le permite hacer el quite a Pichincha. Y toro mata, toro, toro, torito,
toro mata y toro mata, toro mata, rumba un perrito, toro mata,
torito y toro, toro,
toro mata y toro mata, toro mata, rumba un perro y toro mata.
Saying bye bye until next week. I hope you're going to join me again at 5 o'clock. And don't forget, my number is 079-44-031-894, the number to text me on throughout the week. Yeah, please do it. And just anything, if you want to come and play live in direct, you know, on the radio, or announce me, for me to announce something for you. Yes, let me know, brothers and sisters. Love one another and free Palestine.